Chief Beavers orders sleuths to find Vice. The Atlanta Journal. Saturday, July 12, 1913. Hattie Smith reluctant before judge says she was just talking Friday. For the first time since he has been at the head of the police force, Chief James L. Beavers addressed the assembled members of the detective department behind closed doors at headquarters Friday afternoon, instructing them to unearth vice conditions. Heretofore, the vice squad under Chief Beavers' immediate direction has been almost alone in its activity along that line. Not previously had the chief addressed the detectives on any subject. In regard to the detectives' participation in the crusade against vice, he told them that if any indication of vice or any suspicious circumstance of that nature comes to their attention, they must work it to a solution, or make a clear report of it at headquarters. Two women and two men caught in the vice net were tried in police court Saturday morning, upon revelations growing out of the recent arrest of Hattie Smith. That arrest previously had led to other arrests, and the holding of Mrs. Lena Barnhart, and others for the Superior Courts of Fulton County. Paul Estes and Hoyt Monroe, employees of a local garage, and Mrs. Lola White and Hattie Smith, were the four who were tried before Recorder Broyles. All four were bound over to the Superior Court of DeKalb County, the alleged offense having been committed in that county. Lawyers for the accused parties endeavored to waive the preliminary trial before Judge Broyles, but the recorder swore Paul Estes and secured his testimony. Also, he heard Hattie Smith, but she had become reluctant about testifying. Detectives asserted that she had told them certain details. Asked about that by the recorder, she declared, "Oh, I was just talking yesterday. I'm swearing now." Lula Bell, Maud Wilson, Mrs. Lee Berkstein, her husband L.W. Berkstein, and Effie Drummond, a young girl, said to have come to the city from Rockmart a few days ago, were arrested by the city police Saturday at 16412 Peters Street. The Bell woman is said to have been conducting a rooming house there, and the Drummond girl is said to have been stopping with her. Disorderly conduct charges were lodged against the four women and the man. Effie Drummond was confined in a room by herself at headquarters, away from the other women.